South Dakota Senator Tom Daschle is set to become Majority Leader of the U.S. Senate following Vermont Senator Jim Jeffords' decision to leave the Republican Party. Commentator Kevin Phillips wonders whether Jeffords' switch might signal some new directions in U.S. politics.
Most of the big-name party switchers of the last 30 years have been conservative and Southern Democrats changing over to become Republicans. If you take this as the relevant backdrop and measuring stick, then the Jeffords changeover, whatever its immediate importance, may be the exception in a larger rule that still favors the Republicans. But the Bush era may very well be introducing a new backdrop and yardstick. Since the Civil War, we have had three major Republican presidential eras. The Civil War coalition dominated for 36 years until the upheaval of 1896. Then the Industrial Republican Coalition ruled most of the time until the Depression and 1932. Now we are in another GOP period that goes back to 1968. The possible new yardstick, however, is that in the last years of the previous GOP presidential eras, as their conservatism got narrower and more committed to Wall Street and corporate agendas, dissenters began to split off and change parties. In the late 1880s and 1890s, the old Civil War GOP coalition saw some former Republicans turn populist. A once Republican Civil War general, James Weaver, was the populist presidential nominee in 1892, and Colorado Republican Senator Henry Teller turned independent and then became a Democrat in the same period. In the 1920s, before the big 1929 crash, progressives also began leaving the GOP. Republican senators who made different changes in their party labels during the 20s and 30s included famous progressive names like George Norris of Nebraska, Hiram Johnson of California, and Robert La Follette of Wisconsin. Indeed, if you look at the history of party affiliations in the Senate, the periodic buildups of independents and switchers are something of a guide to the major realignments of national politics. Whether the Jeffords switch is another such barometer remains to be seen, but it could be. This time, if yet another progressive bolt is coming, it'll come from the least conservative sections of the nation, New England, New York and Pennsylvania, the Great Lakes and the Pacific. So far, Jeffords of Vermont is the sole Senate switcher, but in 1998 and 1999, we also saw switches from Republican to Democrat by a congressman and a lieutenant governor in New York. So it's a pattern to watch, especially if the Bush administration continues to play ideological right field, and even more if the Democrats take back Congress by convincing margins in 2002.
The comments of Kevin Phillips, author of The Cousins Wars, Religion, Politics, and the Triumph of Anglo-America.